News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, passengers who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 will be able to travel to the US from anywhere in the world from this November. The Biden administration has announced bringing an end to the series of travel bans first imposed by Donald Trump 18 months ago. I spoke to Neil O'Dowd, founder of IrishCentral.com in New York a little bit earlier on, and started by asking him how this news has been received stateside.
Oh, I think it's been seen as a very positive development, particularly for those thousands of Irish who haven't seen family members in over a year and a half, and also for people who, for instance, are undocumented that family members could not visit. So I think from the Irish point of view, a lot of pressure had come on over the last few weeks. The Irish ambassador had made it clear to the White House that they wanted this reversed. And I think the fact is that the Biden administration couldn't have it both ways. Americans could travel to Ireland, but Irish people couldn't travel to America, which was never making any sense. So I think this brings it together in a way that people will be very happy, particularly those who have undergone long separations.
In that regard, we're going to be allowed to travel provided we're fully vaccinated. And I know there are some vaccine exemptions maybe for children who aren't eligible yet and things like that. Do you think that visitors from outside the States will be welcomed with open arms? Do you think people are ready to re-embrace, I suppose, international tourism?
Yes, I think they are. I think there's been a change in mood here for about the last 6 weeks where people are essentially living with COVID now. They don't see the same numbers of people in hospital. They realize that 95% of the people who are struck down with COVID have not been vaccinated. So there's a sense that if you have been vaccinated and if you are all clear that it's a very positive step that this is happening. And I think most of all is just the atmosphere has changed. People are just less afraid, I think, in a strange way. Less afraid to travel, less afraid to meet relatives again. And I think that's partly due to the fact that human beings being what they are, they've gone through enough and they want to see loved ones and they want to be part of the great world out there again. I think Americans feel that way too.
I suspect, and I can't know for certain, that there might be some hesitancy this end about people travelling to the States, largely because I suppose we've seen a lot on our televisions, whole states that seem to have relatively high COVID, relatively low vaccination. And I suspect people here might be wary. What is the position on the ground currently in terms of COVID in the United States?
Well, if you're in a red state, it's not good. I mean, it's very simple. 30% of the reported deaths have occurred in two states, Florida and Texas, and I certainly would not be recommending that people go there without being well vaccinated and mask wearing and well aware of what can happen. But the fact is that through sheer stupidity, as far as I can see, so many people in these red states are making some kind of a crazy political statement that they don't need masks and they don't need to be vaccinated. And of course, what we're seeing the results, I mean, there was a heartrending piece on television last night about Idaho, which is a very right-wing state, where every hospital bed in the state now has a COVID victim, every hospital bed. And the state has declared a fully spent out emergency and sent out the word that they're in desperate shape. I mean, it's very clear if you're coming to New York, California, Massachusetts, the states where Illinois, where a lot of Irish travel to, the situation isn't anywhere near as bad.
Can I just ask you, if people were thinking of travelling, Neil, and as you say, there are places where the Irish tend to congregate, New York, Boston, California, you know, places where maybe there's big Irish communities or places where people might go for a holiday kind of a vibe. Is everything open? Can you go into restaurants, bars, cinemas, theatres? Is there any sense of restrictions still in place?
You get the feeling that everything's open. I mean, here in New York, obviously, you still wear a mask on a train. You still wear a mask if you're going to a hospital or a doctor. But generally speaking, it's back to the old way of life.
Neil O'Dowd, founder of IrishCentral.com. Thank you for that indeed.